At least half of children around the globe are suffering from malnutrition. That's the bottom line in a surprising new report from UNICEF. But when we say the word malnutrition, it doesn't just mean lack of food, as the world's Alana Gordon reports.
In the past, malnutrition was mainly seen as a problem of scarcity. Too many children in too many countries just didn't have enough to eat. The problem for millions of people in rich and poor countries is different now.
They may not lack food altogether, but they lack nutritious food.
Lawrence Chandy is the author of the new UNICEF report. He dug into years of malnutrition data from around the globe. Chandy says the modern world presents a whole different set of challenges when it comes to nutrition.
We estimate that at least one in two children globally suffer from hidden hunger.
Hidden hunger means that families may be able to get plenty of cheap food, but not the right kind of food, like the fruits and vegetables that are essential for young kids. And again, that number is staggering. We're talking about at least half of all children on Earth. UNICEF found that 150 million children worldwide are too short for their age, and that more and more kids are eating poorer and poorer diets much earlier in life. And that brings us to another modern-day problem, obesity. Chandy says obesity is sharply on the rise, even among young kids. And this isn't just in poorer countries.
We're as likely to have instances of malnutrition in middle-income countries, households still with relatively few resources, but more than they had before. They often are in urban areas, so they're not growing their food, they're buying their food.
It is definitely a call to arms. Child undernutrition has major consequences.
Wafai Fauzi is a nutrition expert at Harvard. He worries about the long-term cognitive development of kids who aren't getting the right kinds of nutrients. He says the solutions to global malnutrition have to address the source of where food comes from.
For a long time, nutrition and health really have been sort of the domain of ministries of health and nutrition programs within ministries of health. But a growing recognition exists that engaging with the agricultural sector is important.
Fauzi says the global food system focuses too much on carbohydrates and growing corn and wheat. It needs to include more vegetables and fruits that people can afford. But there are some bright spots. One example is in Serbia. Dr. Jelena Gudendrakic directs the Center for Health Promotion at Serbia's Institute for Public Health.
Because we still have the tradition of green markets, which are open every day, and people usually go shopping for these goods during the weekends, and families still tend to keep their family meals.
UNICEF highlighted that more than 95% of Serbian kids are getting the fruits and vegetables they need. But Gudendrakic worries about the ways of the modern world reversing this success story. She says she's starting to see signs of obesity and malnutrition creep in. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.